Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
And welcome. You are listening to Instant Equity, Advanced Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazola. I'm Kerry Lutz.
This is episode 32.
And today we are talking about the importance of title searches, especially when you're dealing with HOA judgments, but in general, can't stress the importance of doing a complete and accurate title search. Mike, I'll let you discuss that, but essential, isn't it?
It's absolutely essential, and that's why I have a full training video on it, but I wanted to go over this right now just so everybody listening is very clear. There's tremendous deals out here right now that you can buy through foreclosure, through HOA foreclosures, through tax deeds, but the key is you just want to make sure what you're buying is absolutely free and clear, meaning what you're buying is the lien being foreclosed. So if you're buying a first mortgage foreclosure, you just want to verify that exactly what you're buying is the first mortgage foreclosure. Meaning, there's a lot of deals out there where people who are upside down or people that are facing foreclosure, it's not very common. And that's why when you train with me, I show you step by step how to do this. But everybody who's listening right now, I just want to make sure those of you that are listening who've bought properties, you've been doing great. This is the advanced training. So through this series, we're going to go through really advanced techniques. And if you're brand new, if this is the first time you're listening to me, go back and just start from the first episode. I've done over 25 episodes of the basic training to help you get started, to help you actually buy properties immediately through this amazing process that I've fine-tuned over the last 12 years. I've done this hundreds of times, and at this point, I'm now passing it forward, and I'm still an active investor, but I'm passing it forward so you guys can capitalize on this amazing housing market right now. So let me clarify. When you're buying a foreclosure, the public records are so good in Florida that you simply just use one of my techniques, which is to view all the public records on any given house, and it's all right there for you. You could hire a title company, you could hire an attorney, but you know what? The public records are so good, you could do this investigation yourself. So when you're buying a foreclosure, one of the main things you want to look at is you're buying it from somebody who's being foreclosed on. Meaning I could always, if I'm being foreclosed on and I've just been served, I could always transfer the property to you, Kerry, right? So when you check the public records, what it'll show is that you're the owner. But what you're not seeing is that I still have a mortgage under my name. So you would just want to go back to the last owner until you see the mortgage. And if you're buying an HOA foreclosure, you always want to be on high alert for a first mortgage. Always. But if you're buying a first mortgage foreclosure, you just want to make sure that you're buying it, the mortgage foreclosure, based on who the property was initially lent to, meaning who was the person who originally took out the mortgage. As long as you can match those up, then you're in a good position.
Right. And of course, you're going to want to look at the deed, the initial deed, meaning a deed's a transfer document, the house was sold from X to Y. So you want to review that deed. Then you want to look at the judgment of foreclosure, because a foreclosure is an involuntary sale, meaning that you didn't make your mortgage payments and the court is ordering that the property be sold at foreclosure sale involuntarily from you to a third party or the bank if no third party steps up. So you're going to want to look at that judgment. And in that judgment, you'll be able to tell very clearly if, in fact, it is a first mortgage foreclosure.
That's correct. So, you know, just so everybody listening can understand, when he's saying look at the judgment, what the judgment is, that's when ultimately the grand totals due. That's the judgment, meaning what's owed on the first, what is the interest, what are any fees. That's the entire judgment. That's going to tell you everything. So it's very simple. I mean, I don't want to make this sound complicated, because it's actually quite simple. You just have to match up who is on the judgment, who is being foreclosed, and there's so many deals out there. But the good news is you get even better deals when you have the specialized knowledge to weed through the deals that make sense and the deals that don't make sense. So that's why I have the free video training series. So the people listening here, if you're brand new to this and this seems complicated, start off with the free training series. That's why I created it. And I have nothing to gain except the knowledge that my students can duplicate and replicate exactly what I've done. If you go to just teachmemike.com, enter just your name and your email address, and you can get started now learning how to get started. Because what I tell students all the time is you don't want to just watch a video and then all of a sudden you're ready to be a real estate investor. It's kind of like the guy who takes one karate class and he knows just enough to get his butt kicked. He thinks he knows karate, and in reality, he knows just enough to get his butt kicked. You don't want to be in that position. And that's why the first 10 weeks, the first 12 weeks, study, learn this, and you'll be well-armed when you're ready to go out and buy your first foreclosure.
Yeah, it's so important that you really have the proper information, the proper tools to go out and do this, because a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge can be a dangerous thing. And by the way, the whole series is available on iTunes. Just go there, subscribe, Mike Gazzola, G-A-Z-Z-O-L-A, or Real Estate Investing That Works. Go to the iTunes store, do the search, subscribe to it. You won't be sorry that you did. And Mike, you got so many other types of public records that can affect the title, how much the property is worth, things like mechanics liens from tradespeople like plumbers and electricians. You've got second mortgages. You got liens from the county for having to come out and cut the grass or do emergency repairs on the property, tax liens, things like that. And they're all kept in different files in different places. It can really be a task to do a proper title search.
That's correct, right? So, you know, when you're talking about having a first mortgage, a second mortgage, say even they have a third mortgage, just think of it like dominoes, right? So the very first domino is the one that you care about. You don't want to knock down the third domino, knock down the rest behind you, but you still have those two dominoes in front of you standing. So the key is, when you're looking to buy a foreclosure, you want to make sure that whoever's foreclosing is the senior lien on the property. And that's really simple to determine. If you buy a house and you finance that house with one of these big banks, right? That's your very first mortgage. You say you put a down payment. Let's use an easy example. You buy a house for $100,000. You put down your down payment. You finance with one of the big banks. Pick any one of them. You finance your mortgage with any one of these banks that are out there. Then that bank is the senior lien position, meaning any other loan that comes behind that loan would be secondary, which means if that first mortgage is to foreclose on you and they're the original person that gave you the mortgage, which I show you how to do all this. This is, it might sound a lot more complicated than it is, but a couple clicks on the computer and all this is displayed immediately. Excellent public records. You look, you make sure, as long as it's the first mortgage. If somebody were to get a secondary mortgage, think of it just as common sense too, right? If one of the big banks gives you a loan on a property, they made their decision to lend you that money based on you qualifying, you being able to pay back their loan, okay? So now a second mortgage, they come in and they lend to you. The first mortgage has no choice. They're not evaluating anything you're doing with that second mortgage. The second mortgage knows that the first is already there. So if they make a decision to lend on you, just think of common sense. How would that be fair that somebody who comes and lends after any one of these big banks lends to you, how would that be fair if the second mortgage came in, you didn't pay that second mortgage, how could they foreclose on you and wipe out the guy that made the decision based on a whole different criteria? So you just think of it, it's kind of common sense. I mean, you can't expect that a first mortgage would ever get wiped out by a second mortgage. That's why I say think of it like a stack of dominoes. If the first domino, that can knock everyone down, right? Now, let me clarify one thing. You always got to remember this. The government supersedes all of it. If you don't pay your taxes, that's going to supersede any debt that's on the property. So just know you need to take care. If you buy a first mortgage and you don't take care of the taxes, you will be foreclosed upon. So remember, the government supersedes anybody. But one mortgage institution can't trump another mortgage institution unless they were first in line. It's like, you know, there's only two people that can take a ride at the fair, right? Well, there's three people in line. Well, the first two can get on the ride, the third one can't. It's pretty simple. A lot of this is just common sense.
Right. And then your HOA comes theoretically after the mortgage, but it's a different kind of relationship.
Correct. So when you say HOA, that's homeowners association, right? So a lot of these communities, especially PUDs, you know, planned unit developments, meaning somebody comes in, they carve out a huge piece of land, they put in 15 different cookie cutter houses, but they build 100 of them, but 15 different models. That's typically going to be an HOA community, meaning you have a monthly obligation that you have to pay. What's going to happen is if you don't pay your second mortgage, if you don't pay your first mortgage, you're not going to pay your second mortgage. You're not going to pay your HOA. Your second mortgage can come in foreclosed, but they're not going to wipe out the first mortgage. Your HOA can foreclose, meaning they can sell your property, but the debt from the first mortgage is going to stand. So remember, because the HOA, they can wipe out any subsequent debt, but they can't wipe out the first mortgage. So the government can, the taxes can wipe out a first mortgage, but when you buy an HOA foreclosure, you just want to make sure that either the person paid cash for the property, so there is no first mortgage, or the first mortgage has been satisfied. If it hasn't, what's going to happen is you'll buy that HOA foreclosure. You will take ownership to that property. But if you don't satisfy the mortgage, you'll ultimately, that mortgage, that first mortgage, will come back and foreclose on you.
Right. Or you want to see that the first mortgage is way, way low, below the value of the property and the HOA judgment combined.
That's another option. So let's just discuss that for a second, because as the market continues to increase, property values are going up at a pretty good rate. We're almost seeing the same climb that we saw back during the boom. The difference is now banks are being a lot more careful about who they lend to. So the chance of re-foreclosing goes way down because the banks are actually qualified. I can't speak for every bank, but what I've seen nowadays is that banks are actually qualifying people. They want to see proof of income. They want to make sure that you have the ability to repay the debt for the most part. It's nothing like I saw in 2006 when 2007, where I called it the mirror test. If you could just hold up a mirror and fog that glass, you could get a loan, right? That was the only requirement. And that's what, in my opinion, that's what brought upon this housing crash, is because people that had no business qualifying for a loan, and the banks wouldn't care. I mean, if you made $2,000 a month, they were giving you a $2,000 mortgage. That doesn't make any sense. Nowadays, they're going by the guidelines that they required that you don't have too high of a payment to income, right? So your payment can't, if you make $4,000 a month, banks are going to vary. But a good rule of thumb is you might want to be at about 35%, 30%. And that would be good, right? That means that you can actually afford to pay that payment. But if you're at 70%, if you make $2,000 a month and your payment is $1,400, that wouldn't make any sense. So getting back to the way that the domino effect is, nowadays you're seeing home ownership rates at one of the lowest it's been in a long time. You're seeing investors coming in, a hot rental market. This is the time. If you understand these techniques, these strategies, and I have videos that teach you how to do this step by step. So if you're listening to this and it's confusing you slightly because you're not used to what's a first mortgage, what's a second mortgage, how do HOA liens work, that's okay. You're not expected to know these things right away. It's a learning process. And that's why I take the time to make sure you guys understand these things.
So obviously you're going to want to find out more. We want to send an email to Mike, perhaps. So Mike, best place to reach you, website?
I love, you know, a lot of you listeners, and I appreciate it. You guys have all sent me a lot of questions. And when I get the same question often, I love making podcasts, radio shows, and videos based on the questions and what I get from the people that already have invested in my training, but also the people that are just listening to my radio shows. If anyone wants to send me a question, I'd love to answer it. Just send me a question at mike@teachmemike.com. Now, a lot of you are looking to get started and just learn about my free training series, and let me just show you the basics and how to get started, how to open your Bidder account, let you see how you can capitalize on this current housing market. You just go to teachmemike.com. All you have to do is enter your first name and your email. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.